Good afternoon. Good to see all of you here today. Got a little bit of our Seattle liquid sunshine here. Well, I don't know about you, but it always seems at this time of the year, I'm reminded just how difficult this life can be. That it's not easy. The path that we've chosen, this narrow road, it can be tough. Our lives and our spiritual lives can often become a battle. I know for me personally, sometimes it's a battle I don't feel that I'm doing too well in, and I can get discouraged. But I can also look at this time of the year and realize that God's holy days are approaching. They're just around the corner. The Feast of Trumpets is only 10 days away, believe it or not. Days that picture God's wonderful plan, all of his promises, all these things very encouraging. They're just around the corner. But also with this time, there always seems to be some pre-feast trials. I think it's because this time of the year, it forces us to stand up and stand out from the crowd in ways that we normally might not. Most of the year, where we can kind of fit in more or less, people hopefully notice that we're different, that we try to live our lives to a higher standard, but we have our routines. We go to work, we do our things, we go to church on the Sabbath. People might ask about that. But all in all, we can kind of fit in. But this time of the year, we're forced to stand up, to do something different, to attend God's holy festivals, to maybe go out in the middle of your work week and take a day off. You have to stand up, you have to stand out, and it takes courage. Sometimes you have to deal with all kinds of stresses with this. Stresses with work, getting the time off, approaching your boss, not knowing how he might take that. Same thing with classes. You don't want to fall behind in school, so there might be additional stress there. You might have to deal with some family issues, personal issues. There's always trials, and they're always around us. Then on top of all of that, you throw in the current economic state of our country and all of the Wall Street issues, and everyone seems to be on edge. It's a topic that everyone is very curious about. They don't know what's going to happen. So we all have these things that are very stressful. It can become distracting in our lives, and they can sometimes lead to fear. They can make us doubt things, and they can question things. And when we start to do this, we start to live a life without strength, without courage. And this is something that our adversary wants us to do, which means we absolutely cannot let that happen. We have trials, and we do live in uncertain times, but in order to get through them, we need to have courage. So today, we're going to look at some encouraging words that God gave to Joshua when he admonished him to be strong and of good courage, and we're going to see how that applies to us today. Now Joshua, he was facing a time of uncertainty in himself. You know, Moses had just died, and he had to take up his responsibilities. He was leading a nation. There was going to be battles ahead of him. There was going to be challenges. And he didn't know, there was things that he didn't know that he was going to have to face, that he'd have to face. He was definitely in a time of transition, in a time of uncertainty. It was at this time that he received some advice from God that is very encouraging, not only to him, but I think also to us. And I think it's very applicable to us. So let's turn to Joshua 1, and let's start in verse number 6. Let's read the words, and let's see if we can apply them to our lives, because this set of scripture is for us just as much as it was for him. Joshua 1, and verse 6, it says, "Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to your fathers to give them." The first thing it says, be strong and of good courage. Well, what is that? What is courage? The American Heritage Dictionary defines it as the quality of mind that enables one to face danger with self-possession, confidence, and resolution. The Tyndale New Bible Dictionary adds an interesting thought, though. It says that courage is actually a Christian duty, but also a constant possibility for one who places himself in the hands of the Almighty God. So it's a duty that we have as Christians, and we have to place ourselves in the hands of God. We have to learn to let go and let him take over sometimes. So that's kind of what makes courage good courage, is having that faith and that strength to let God intervene in our lives. So this is what God is telling him. He knew what Joshua's struggle was at this time, just as he knows what ours are right now. And he tells him to be strong, to be confident, to trust him. And then he reassures them shortly after that, saying that he is going to use him to deliver the promises of his fathers. God is telling him that he is going to use him to do a work. So let's continue on to verse number 7, and let's see what it says here. It says, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go." I think this is interesting because, first of all, he's saying be strong and courageous again in the very next scripture, but he's saying to be very courageous. And that's concerning living God's way of life. It isn't easy. It takes great courage to live this way. You have to stand up. You have to go against the grain. And that can be hard. But he says, be courageous, be confident, be resolute. He says, stay focused on God's way. Don't turn away from it. Don't let the distraction get in the way. Don't let the trials get in the way. Keep moving. Keep your eye on the goal and stay focused. And again with that, he has another reassuring statement right at the end of this. He says that if you're able to do this, you will prosper wherever you go. Continuing on to verse 8, it kind of gives us a bit more on how we can do this. It says, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your ways prosperous, and then you will have good success." So this is what our focus needs to be. It needs to be God's word. It needs to be his law. That is our focus. That's where our thoughts need to be. We need to stay close to the trunk of the tree. You know, it says, you know, in other places that if we draw close to God, he will draw close to us. We need to have that prayer. We need to have that connection. We need to be there focusing on those things. And not only do we need to do that, though, we actually need to do it. We have to live the life in order to make that happen. In order to live the life, we have to know it, which means we have to spend time with it, reading it. So we have to have strength, and we have to have the good courage that leads to the action to actually live this way of life. And as we saw in verse 7, sometimes that takes a lot of courage. But if we do that, let's continue and see what it says. It says that you will make your way very prosperous and you will have good success. So there's a reward for doing it. Moving on to verse number 9, it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage." Do you think he's trying to tell Joshua something here? Do you think he's trying to tell us something here? It says, be strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. When we are faced with uncertainty, when we live in these times that we do, we're faced with these trials. It's easy to get down on yourself. I know I do it all the time. It's easy to lose your focus. It's easy to be afraid of what may or may not happen. It's easy to get stuck and not want to do anything. But we can't do that. We have to have this courage. We're commanded to have this courage. And it's something, you know, it's like there's one more aspect to this that continues in the rest of this verse that is so helpful. And that is that you're commanded, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know, we have to know that. And we have to believe that. That God, he is here. He is here for us. And that he should be our strength. He isn't going anywhere. We have to have that faith. We need to look at our lives. We need to see the blessings that he's given us, his hand in our life, and know that he is there. Finally, let's back up to verse number 5, because I think it's kind of interesting what he says here. He says that no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. You know, to me, that's just kind of saying that people are going to come and people are going to go. You know, you're gonna have people in your life that might only be there for a short time. They might be there for a long time. But what's the constant here? He continues, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you." God is not going to leave us. He is there for us. He is the one constant that we have in our lives, and he is not going to drop us. As it says, another one of my favorite verses in Philippians, he who has begun a good work in you will finish it. God takes care of us. We need to thank him for taking care of us, just to keep our focus where it needs to be. He provides for us. He is in charge, as we heard last week in our sermon. So brethren, yes, we do live in uncertain times. We do have trials. We have things that are going on in our lives. We have challenges, uncertainties that can be very scary to look at. But we also know that we have a very loving God, one that is there with us, one that will not forsake us. He has a way of life that gives us peace, and we need to have the strength and the good courage to stand up, to keep the right focus, and to live that way. If we do that, we will get through these trials. We will get through these tough times. So as God told Joshua, and as is written to us, be strong and of good courage.